As you heard there, one of the most dramatic and poignant encounters for Bishop Kikanis came during a tour of the Dacia refugee camp, which Pope John Paul also saw during his pastoral visit in the year 2000. Set up by the United Nations for Palestinian refugees fleeing from the newly created State of Israel, the ramshackle settlement of cramped concrete houses today is home to around 12,000 people, half of them under the age of 18. Many of those kids can be seen milling around or playing in the narrow, potholed streets beside bombed buildings and murals of the so-called martyrs from the camp who've been killed by Israeli troops. As we sat down and talked to some of the young men and women, their sense of anger and mounting desperation, especially as images of Gaza flash across a TV screen, becomes almost tangible. Yet at the same time, the visit was very inspiring because we were being shown around by leaders of a project funded by Catholic Relief Services, which is offering a real alternative vision, as well as some very practical skills and services. Called the Ibda Cultural Centre, the project runs health facilities, a kindergarten, a library, a music programme, computer and media training, sports activities and a host of other opportunities for young Palestinians to channel their anger and energy into things that give hope for the future. Hannah Nasrallah works in the CRS Jerusalem office and took us into the Dacia camp to meet with young leaders of the Ibda project.
CRS actually is trying to work with youth specifically because these youth have the opportunity to become really good leaders in their community, because, you know, otherwise we will not really be, these kids, I mean, and youth cannot get out of their city. Or, you know, just like few kilometers out, they cannot reach Jerusalem. So they don't really have a lot of opportunities to interact with, like other youth in other world. So basically, CRS has done a lot of activities with Ibda Cultural Center, with building youth leaders. So by providing them with training in media and advocacy and democracy, accepting the others. So basically, these youth were trained and they give training to others, so they replicate that training to other youth in the refugee camp. As well as a joint activities, they decide what they want to do in these subjects. So accepting the others by joining, like, Bethlehem people living in Bethlehem city with the Dacia youth, you know, the Dacia refugee camp youth, they will be able to accept each other in the way, you know, knowing more about others, what their perspectives and.
Is this because there's a problem of discrimination between Palestinians inside the camps and those outside?
It's not a discrimination. It's just the matter of people being living in Bethlehem city is completely different than living in a refugee camp. You know, people in refugee camp used to live in tents. It's not in the same level as living in a city. So it wasn't really a discrimination, it just they don't have that kind of interaction together.
You're also working on simple things like sports and music and art and drama, or this organisation, your partner organisation there in the camp. And yet, again and again, it's suffering that is portrayed by these kids, isn't it, through their art, their drama.
Uh-huh. They do a lot of things. They do dabke work, dancing, they do rapping, music, singing. I mean, they're very active. They are one of the best basketball team. Even they play sometimes with the Jerusalem team, basketball teams. And they, of course, they cannot go to Jerusalem, but the basketball teams from Jerusalem would come to Ibda, and Ibda always win. So they're really excellent and very open-minded children, you know. They're
open-minded children, yet they see little hope for their future, don't they?
Yeah, of course, because of the, you know, restriction and the suffering they see, especially what's going on in Gaza. So many hundreds of people are killed, are so innocent that they have no relation with the terrorism or anything.
CRS, of course, is a worldwide organization based in the United States. What would you like to say from here in Palestine to those people who support your work?
You know, I've been working for CRS for 20 years almost now. It's just like my commitment to its mission. Its mission is helping the poorest and working to, alleviate the poverty for these people and to help them out. With Palestinians' case, it's very important to work on advocacy and trying to change the U.S. policy toward Palestinians. We're not terrorists. We are people as we are human being like others. It's just we've been going through a lot of traumatized sufferings, you know, that has affected us so badly that some people are so hopeless. I mean, what do you expect them to do? So hopefully CRS will be, you know, as a church entity and also humanitarian agency, would at least do something for us as Palestinians here.
And there are many other small seeds of hope in what is largely a bleak and worrying political, economic and social context for Palestinians, and clearly a constant threat to the peace and security of Israeli society as well. Charlie Abu Sada belongs to the Melkite Catholic Church. He teaches at Bethlehem University, as well as being a visiting professor at the Pontifical Oriental Institute here in Rome. In his spare time, he runs the Juth Aruna Youth Forum for young Palestinian Christians, as well as taking part in a number of other media initiatives, such as a radio station, where I caught up with him during our visit to Bethlehem.
Charlie Abu Sada, I'm from Bethlehem. I'm from the Melkite Catholic parish in Bethlehem. And I studied in Rome, theology, canon law, and I teach here in Bethlehem, in the Bethlehem University and in the Pontifical Institute in Rome. And I also make guiding. I guide the Italian pilgrims who came here in the Holy Land. And I am the director of Juth Aruna Youth Forum. It's Juth Aruna, it's our roots. It's a ecumenical youth project. We are from different churches, youth from different churches. We try to change our life. We try to change our society by culture, using the press, media. We have the unique magazine, Arabic Christian magazine in the Holy Land, Juth Aruna, it's its name. It's a periodical one. In 52 pages, we write our faith, our history, traditions, news, a dialogue between ourselves, between Christians, ecumenical things, a dialogue between us and Muslims and Jewish people, etc. And we have also our website, Juth Aruna website, www.jutharuna.com. It's in three languages, Arabic, English and Italian. The Arabic page is the most visited because we try to change to speak in Arabic. We have to speak about ourselves. We have, as the Pope John Paul II, he said when he visited the Holy Land, that Christians has to speak, has to, because they are the bridge between also Muslims and Jews. So we try through the website, especially the Arabic page, we try to speak with everybody. But first, we try to speak about ourselves, and we try to speak with ourselves, with Christians, because I think that if we can't change the society, we should start by ourselves. I should start to change myself, my family, my little parish, my little university, my little school, etc., so as to change the whole society. It's not easy, but we try to do this. Also, we are a very little community, you know, Christians in the whole land. We are more or less 1% of the people here, of the citizens, but we are powerful because of our faith. We invite through our magazine, through our website and through our program radio, we try to invite our youth to stay here.
You have a lot of success, don't you? You were telling me that this radio station, although it's quite small, has a lot of listeners, increasing listeners, people also clicking onto the website, so a lot of interest in what you're doing.
Yes, because we have the unique magazine in Arabic language, Christian magazine. The unique website, it's an ecumenical one. We speak not about the Melkite Church, no, we speak about the Latin Orthodox Protestants, the conferences of our bishops and patriarchs, the activities of the whole parishes. So, also in the radio program, it's the unique radio program in the whole Holy Land. It goes on the internet also, so everybody in the whole world can hear us. For example, everybody in the whole world can hear the Mass from Bethlehem through internet, our conferences that the bishops, the parishes that they make here in Bethlehem. We try to invite our youth especially to remain here. The Patriarch Michel Sabah, he said that the Christians or the churches in the whole land, it's the church of Golgotha. So we have to put our crosses on our shoulders and go on in our life. It's not easy. You know, 10 years ago, the situation between Christians and Muslims was better than now. Now, with the problems of Gaza, I heard from many Christians here in Bethlehem, especially, that they are thinking to emigrate because of Gaza, the problems in Gaza Strip. We hope that they will stay here, because our mission is to stay here, to say our word, to speak about Jesus, about Christianity, about the importance of dialogue, about the importance of love, about the importance of respect.
And yet people are continuing to leave this country, particularly young people, aren't they? What do you think needs to be done beyond this important work that you're doing? But do you think it depends also on practical things like housing and jobs?
Yeah, but I think that the problem is not all of the churches. They make these projects such as the housing, apartments, that's good. But I think that it's not the only way to invite our youth to remain here. I think the problem is in the culture. That's why there is Juduruna, our roots. Juduruna means our roots. We are afraid to stay here. We're afraid from the Muslims, from the Jews. We have our political problems, our social problems that are increasing because of the political and the economical bad situation. We have also ecumenical problems. So we are afraid. I am afraid about my kids. I have two kids, I don't know. And I, with my wife, we decided to remain here, to stay here. But I don't know, after 10, 11, 15, 20 years, my kids, what will they decide? They will decide to remain here like their parents, or to leave the country, the whole land. I don't know. I hope that they will remain here, because we have to remain here. We pray to the peace, for peace. We pray for justice. And our presence here is very important to Muslims, and especially for Jews.
And my thanks there to Charlie Abu Sada, who runs the Juthuruna Youth Forum for young Palestinian Christians in Bethlehem. The European and North American bishops who've been visiting the Holy Land this week have no magic formulas to resolve the extraordinarily complex and far-reaching Israeli-Palestinian conflict. As religious leaders, however, they can call loudly and clearly for an end to all violence, for rights to be respected, and for reconciliation instead of the endless cycle of revenge between two traumatized peoples. In a very practical way, too, they can support the Christian community, bishops, priests and laypeople of the different communities and churches working within Palestinian and Jewish society. And as they return to their home countries, they can call on their own citizens to hear the cries of these people, to come and see for themselves, to put pressure on political leaders, but above all, to pray for peace one day in the Holy Land.